We are ready.
I am ready.
Okay.
Keep all my stuff straight.
Good morning. It is 10 a.m. September 29th, 2011. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the state capitol in Bismarck in the commission hearing room. We have a special meeting that is scheduled for today, and we have one item on it for anyone who's listening in. And for the record, this is Tony Clark, Commission Chairman, and I'm joined today by my fellow commissioners, Kevin Kramer and Brian Calk. And I would turn to my fellow commissioners and see if they have any opening comments.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome.
With that, there, as I said, is one item. It is in Commissioner Kramer's portfolio.
Thank you. The item is issuing an order on a pipeline corridor certificate application and permit, route permit application, and it's a case that was handled, the hearing at least was handled by an administrative law judge. His proposed order came to us yesterday, and of course with the fall being what it is and construction still an opportunity before freeze up, it was requested, and I think a reasonable request that we get the order out rather quickly if possible. And since we were all here today and for other meetings, it seemed opportune. So KC1, I move the commission adopt the order adopting the hearing officer September 27th, 2011 recommended findings of fact and conclusions of law and recommended order in the request of Rangeland Pipeline LLC for a waiver of procedures and time schedules, a corridor certificate and a route permit for the construction of a crude oil pipeline in Williams County, North Dakota, case number PU 10637.
Second.
This is a pipeline project that's been around for a little while because there were, after the initial LOI and application, there were then some changes made to it, largely to increase it. Imagine that. We've seen a lot of that, haven't we? And so there was a postponement of the original hearing and rescheduling of it, and finally a hearing was held, as I said, administered by a law judge, Judge Holberg, and he is recommending the order be issued. The project is about 20.5 mile, 10-inch pipeline project from Rangeland Energy's Colt or crude oil loading terminal near Epping, 20.5 miles, pretty much straight east to south of Tioga, where this midstream line, which will carry up to 75,000 barrels of oil per day, could then be injected into the Enbridge line or the Tesoro line for transmission to other points beyond for production. Also, the Colt site, you might recall, there is also a rail facility. So, at any rate, everything seems to be in order. We'd like to get the construction started perhaps this afternoon, who knows, and get yet more trucks off the road. It's really these midstream pipelines that are really taking the trucks off the road more so than the large transmission lines. So, I'd like to see them.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was the items in my portfolio.
All right. Very good. Anything else for the good of the order? We do have an administrative agenda that will be starting here momentarily, and that's going to be an executive session. But anything else? Hearing none, we will close the regular portion of the special meeting. Thanks.